Some of the negative things I heard trying to make the decision to get implants was, first and foremost, is the cost. The pain of not knowing what it's like. People are fearful of the unknown.
There are a lot of things that people assume about getting dental implants, especially if you've spent years trying to make dentures work. So today, I'm joined by Christopher, who made the switch to dental implants almost 2 years ago, to reveal whether the biggest fears and doubts that people have are actually valid.
I want to show people what the choices are. You don't have to suffer like this.
Let's dive in. Let's start by addressing one of the most common doubts that people have after living with dentures for a while, which is, there's no point of doing something now, or maybe I'll just stick what I've got, I'm getting older anyway, or maybe even, I'm not a candidate at this point, you know? Are those some doubts that you had or even heard, and what would you say to that?
I've heard a few people say they're older and probably should just live with it. And my thoughts on that is, why? Getting my dentures was the worst thing that ever happened to me. When the process started, I thought it was great. I was embracing it. It was lengthy, and it happened, unfortunately for me, during the pandemic. I had to go into an office and have all my teeth removed. And I was fearful and afraid because it was the pandemic. I had a really bad dentist. When I was through, they had shoved, I have them here, this big giant hockey puck up into my mouth. When I came to, it was very, very painful. I mean, I was still numb, but I could feel it was not fitting right. But for all aesthetic purposes, it looks as like, all right, I have a smile. Well, I got home and it was just really uncomfortable. It was grinding. So I got through it all, and they're tight because your mouth is swollen. And about the fourth week, I was rinsing my mouth, and all of a sudden the dentures fell out because the swelling had gone down. And when I'd seen what was done to my mouth, it was the worst thing, honestly, I can tell you, I've ever experienced. And then adjusting to these, it was really, really hard. Pain is pain. Why would you live with a bad hip or a bad knee? I think it's just wise to take the risk and take the leap and get the information and just be well informed.
So basically what you're saying is, you know, it was definitely affecting way more than what people could see on the outside.
I was depressed. My mental state was not well. I was on medication because I was just not myself. I'm normally like 175. I was, like I said, 133 pounds, way too thin. People thought I had some horrible disease or was sick because I just didn't look well, you know? So that's when I took it upon myself to start researching, when I had a calm moment to find out what my options were.
So another doubt people might have, though, when thinking about getting dental implants is, oh, I've heard these horror stories, maybe about, you know, pain or complications, or even the maybe sets of teeth that one has to go through for months, right? So did you hear about this? Can you talk about it? And what made you ultimately decide Nuvia was the right fit?
I thought, you know, it was worth the risk because the results and the numbers proved to be so, you know. And also the variation of teeth, you know, other websites, they all looked the same. They were thick, though. They were thick up in the mouth, and I didn't want that anymore. The whole expertise that the company has, and again, looking at all the photographs, the teeth were made for each specific person, you know, and that was something I didn't see with any other company. You know, you didn't look at Nuvia patients and go, oh, they're all the same, you know, because they weren't. They really are artists in making sure the teeth fit that person.
You have talked about how you almost went to a place nearby before, right? Can you talk about how long that process was going to take versus Nuvia?
I would love it. This other place promised them in 24 hours, but then you call and they were like, well, if you do need a sinus lift, here's our quote. And if you need a sinus lift, it's $2,500 for the right, $2,500 for the left. Bone grafts are different, so we have to do those. You'll come in, we'll do the work, and you'll come back in a few weeks. So it wasn't 24 hours. They couldn't guarantee that to me. Nuvia was very upfront. It was all-inclusive. That was my first question. Hey, what if I go there and I have bone loss? Some dentists said I had too much bone loss or potentially could have too much bone loss, and it could halt the process. I was willing to take that risk, but they said if they got in there and I needed a sinus lift, I was included. And I was like, wow, okay, they promised this up front. There was no hidden cost whatsoever. And even if the scenario was where I might have had to come back if they found something wrong, for whatever reason, I was willing to take that risk because the honesty that I encountered right from the very beginning, you know, yeah, I'm just happy I did it.
So I know a lot of people too will also say or doubt, you know, hey, permanent teeth in 24 hours, that's not possible. Is it a scam? So Can you talk about, you know, what actually happened? Was it true?
Absolutely true. Once I made up my mind, I decided I've always wanted to go to Utah. So I went to Utah. I live in California. And my mindset, I think their mindset's really important. I think like anything, any big decisions we make in our life, I think it's really important to be prepared. And I was prepared to go. I made an adventure of it. I got there day one consultation. They checked everything out. They took the x-rays. Sinuses were fine. The bone was fine. The next day it was like, let's pick up the color and the shape. And I got the second to the brightest because, you know, if you're going to buy a Mercedes, you might as well get one that's nice and shiny. And the next day I went in for surgery, piece of cake. I mean, I have never gone in for surgery. They gave me the medicine. I woke up and it was done. And literally when I woke up, there was like six people in there remeasuring, making sure everything was perfect and they were getting everything right. 24 hours later, I went in and got my beautiful teeth put in. Honestly, second to having the birth of my son, I can't explain my heart and the emotions that was around it. It was like a miracle. I mean, it really was. After I left, I went home. I maybe had a slight bruise in my chin, but nobody even knew. People were like, what's different? You look different. And they're like, oh my gosh, your smile looks amazing. So pain-wise, nothing compared to the whole denture process, honestly.
I wanted to talk more about the pain. A lot of people might think going into it, wouldn't that be painful? I don't want to go through another surgery. So for someone who has already had their teeth pulled and they have dentures and they're going into this, what does surgery look like? And how would you compare that pain to maybe the previous surgery you had?
Well, the previous surgery was when I went to the dentist chair, there was two assistants prepping me. It was just shots in the roof of my mouth, which are really, really painful. They gave me gas. I woke up in the middle of the surgery and they had to give me some more. And that was discerning. You know, I was panicked about that. Like I said, when I woke up though, because I was so out of it, I couldn't feel anything. And I saw them. I was like, okay, yeah, great. You know, it is what it is. With Nuvia, you go in there, they're awesome. It's a clean, everyone's smiling and happy. And they're just all very welcoming in there to make you feel comfortable. Not for a second did I feel nervous about it. I lay there, you know, they'll give you some gas to, you know, get you comfortable. And after that, I didn't feel a single thing that they did. You know, I literally had no pain when I woke up. I was still numb, of course, and it felt weird. You know, it felt weird to have the last bottom teeth, you know, removed. But other than that, I honestly had no pain. I had some discomfort, like I said, a few days later. I don't feel the posts in my mouth. I never felt any of that. They put the posts in and they have little caps that they close them up with until you come back the next day. And even when I came back the next day, I was like, I couldn't wait. It was like, they don't have to numb you or anything. They take the screws. They come in with your beautiful new teeth. And it's amazing. I mean, it's so amazing. And they're great cheerleaders. They're there to encourage you. And it really is a process like I've never experienced in all my life of going to a dentist. I mean, it really changed my outlook on dentistry.
Did you expect to have, I guess, as smooth of a process as you did, right? You came up from California to Utah because currently was no offices there. And then Smile Design, had surgery 24 hours later, got your teeth, went home. Yeah. Like, was that a surprise?
It was a surprise. When I got the information, in my mind, I expected exactly what I was promised. And that's exactly what I got. Barring the fact that if something had gone a little sideways or postponed, I was prepared for that too. In my mind, I think like anything, just be well informed.
I want to get to the big one. This is one of, you know, many reasons why people might choose dentures over dental implants, or might just not want to get dental implants in the first place, which is cost, right? Dentures seem to be, you know, seemingly cheaper. So did you ever feel like, hey, dental implants are too expensive, I can't afford this, I don't think it's going to be worth it? Or did you hear that from somebody?
No, I knew they would be expensive because, like I said, when I first started this process 16 years ago, the dentist I had was highly recommended in his field, and he told me what the price was going to be. And so when I checked into Nuvia, it's been 16 years later, I needed to do whatever I needed to do to make it happen. And having had a consult and talking about financing options and what they were, I thought, okay, let's do this, you know? So I made double payments on my car. I got my car paid off. I got a little side gig going, saved my income tax money. I just wanted to have like a little money put aside. And the financing department was amazing. I mean, you can finance whoever you want it. You know, I got a 4-year loan because that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to get paid off quickly, but you can get longer loans. You know, I think honestly, when you're ready to have this done, you will make it happen. You know, and Nuvia was great. They worked with me every step of the way. I got good rates. I have zero complaints.
So what would you say in comparison to maybe the time and the money spent on your dentures or even like previous fixes? You went through years and years and years of trying to get something done versus you said all inclusive, right? Paid one time. How would you compare that? And have you had to pay anything extra since you've gotten your dental implants?
Not a single penny since I've got my, only expenses I've had is I've got myself a really nice couple nice toothbrushes. I have a whole dental lab set up on my counter. Like I said, I always say this, but you buy a car at home, you maintain it, you know, mm-hmm. you maintain your investment, you know, and it will take care of you and give you lots of pleasure for many years to come, you know?
Absolutely.
Cost-wise, if you're low income or on Medicare or Medi-Cal, dentures are free. That's why they're so shabbily done. They literally cost nothing. I mean, when I lost my job during the pandemic, I got my unemployment, but I also had to go to Medi-Cal. So they didn't cost me anything. And if you can, you know, I've showed these to you before, you can see why. I mean, this is on the roof of your mouth, which means whatever you eat, you can't taste it. You know, your taste buds are covered. And it's hard to talk. And I'm so glad they're gone. And my family always asks me, why do I keep these? I want to show people what the choices are. You know, you don't have to suffer like this.
Can you put them up close a little bit so we can see it more?
Yeah. They're just, in the bottoms here, you can see there's no chewing surface.
Yeah.
Whatsoever. And all this plastic is so thick. That's stuck in the roof of your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
It's horrible. I just enjoy food so much better. My doctor is like, says I'm as healthy as I've ever been. Eating better foods, you know, when you can't chew, I mean, it's easy to have a bowl of ice cream or cereal or, not that all soft food's bad for you, but let's face it, it's if you can put in a blender, I mean, it's not going to really give you all the nutrients that mm-hmm. you want. It would have you a lot of oatmeal. It's nice to have steak, corn on the cob. I've never liked chewy caramel things, but you know, mm-hmm. if I wanted to have one, I can, you know,
exactly.
I have no complaints about it. I just would always choose the implants over dentures, if it's possible.
I mean, it sounds to me like, hey, even though my dentures didn't necessarily cost me anything financially, it cost you a lot of other things, you know, not being able to eat what you want, your mental health, so many things, you know.
Well, they hurt. They just, this is bone against this hard plastic all day long. And that's where you get the bone loss. So people that wait too long with dentures are going to find themselves. That bone, my dentist had told me that, it starts wearing the bone down, you
wow.
know? So it's better to make the choice sooner or later. And as far as age, you're never too old to get your implants. I mean, I go on the page all the time. I'm so happy to see people like in their 70s. Like, so I'll be 65 and I'm, everyone I see that before and after, and once they've gotten their teeth, honestly, you look 8 to 10 years younger. The smile, it fills your face properly. The dentist that gave me my teeth was so meticulous with the measurements and so thoughtful about everything he did. And my teeth don't look like anybody else's I see.
Absolutely. You know? Yep. They're yours.
They're mine. They're totally mine. They gave mother lens scissors that I wanted. So
I love it. So if someone is curious about what this could cost them, where would you suggest that they go find the information on it?
I would download the cost guide and speak to somebody, get some information. Like I said, the costs can vary. And you can choose your payment plan. You can choose what works right for you. And even at that point, if you're not ready, just get the information so that you can plan for it. You know, they're awesome. I mean, I've owned 7 cars in my life. This financing of this was the easiest thing I've ever done compared to buying a car,
wow.
honestly.
That says a lot. That's
it is. It really is. It was an easy process.
Wow.
Yeah.
So let's get to another doubt, which is kind of like long-term and adjusting. Once you got those teeth in, like, were they really a permanent set? And secondly, you know, were you ever worried that something was going to go wrong? And maybe how long are these really going to last me?
I had some of those fears. Not that they weren't going to last me, because I just knew the quality is, there's nothing else like maybe a teeth. I mean, it's their own process. So I knew that. With dentures, when things got weird, I could take them out. So I think it's normal to go, oh my gosh, there's something there. What can I do? And I'm like, I can't do anything. I can't get the floss in there. That was my biggest fear, honestly, is like, And if I have to see a dentist, I'm not going to go to a local dentist because it's a process to have them taken out. So I had that fear like, oh, what if something goes wrong and I can't go all the way to Utah right now or to the nearest Nuvia center. But I would call the clinic, FaceTime the doctor, and he rested my mind at ease and he'd look, and it was great. You know, only issue I had once, I called my dentist because I overflossed, but he explained it to me. We did a FaceTime video because I'm in California, and put my mind at ease, and that was great. I got some antiseptic mouthwash. It was great. You know, so other than that, I've never had a problem, and I'm going on year two already.
Wow,
so
that's incredible.
As far as permanent, I love the fact that they are permanent, you know, that they're not going to come out. I was more fearful of my teeth falling out in public. I'm a salesperson, so I'm always in the public, always talking. So that fear is totally gone.
Wow.
I don't have to worry about that. And oftentimes just smiling to customers when they walk in starts a whole conversation, you know? I mean, honestly, probably every other day, someone will say, oh, your teeth are so white, they look really nice. And it is kind of a first impression, you know, when you meet somebody and they smile, it's like first impressions are kind of important. It's really changed everything. My self-confidence, negative things I might have tolerated before from other people, whether it's family or strangers or friends, I have more confidence to speak up and say what I'm feeling, you know, and give my thoughts on it. You know, the underlying fear wasn't interfering with me having honest conversations with people, you know. And people always ask me where I went and really excited about Nuvia.
In terms of everything, the doubts that you had or even heard, making this decision and the investment, was it worth it? And do you ever feel any regret about, I guess, going through this process?
Not one single regret. Once you get your implants, you get a yearly checkup at one of the Nuvia clinics, which is awesome. We get to see people that you enjoy talking to. It's kind of like a reminder about taking this trip to go back to the place that gave me my life back, you know? So I really embrace that whole process of, you know, packing a bag and going to see my Nuvia family. And it's just more reassurance that I did make the right decision.
Absolutely. And is there any other last encouraging words for someone who maybe feels kind of stuck in their denture or in the situation that they're in, and they need a little motivation to go through some of this, but they're scared? What would you say?
Talk to people, you know, go online, YouTube, watch the videos. Knowledge is power. So once you get the information you need, I know it gets me emotional. It's really, really life-changing. It's changed every aspect of my life. And when you feel good about yourself, that rubs off on everybody around you. You know, I think it's made me a stronger person. I'm just being more in touch with myself makes me capable of being more in touch with people around me, I think, you know, more receptive to what they're feeling.
Without a doubt, because you're not thinking all the time about something else that's going on, right? It's kind of like peace of mind.
It's not just me. I can actually invest some of my time into somebody else's, you know, not poor me all the time. And we should. We should cry about the things that bother us and things that hurt us and our pain and our frustration with stuff. But that's what I admire about young people. When you're young, they reach out and they talk and embrace each other and create friendships. And this whole process has allowed me to embrace other grownups and adults and talk about my experience and reconnect in a way that I'd forgotten, you know, when I was, you know, dealing with all this pain.
That's beautiful. Yeah. And now you can help others through their journey as well. And I mean, I know your story today that you've shared with us is going to resonate with so many people who might have been in a similar situation or are right now. And that's huge.
I hope so.
And if someone's watching and you are wondering, maybe what is the first step I should take? Check out that cost guide that Christopher was talking about. You can take a look at it in the description below. I think it's a great way to get started. But thank you so much for being here today.
My pleasure. Hope I can help somebody out there. But definitely check out the cost guide. Go on the website. Just listen to what people have to say, and I'm sure all doubts will be wiped away.
Thanks for tuning in. If this episode was helpful, a rating or a review goes a long way in helping others find it too.